Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and in today's episode, I want to give you guys an update on my current language projects. So over the short term, I have two major language projects that I wanted to share in today's update. And that's been kind of happening because my biggest travel project, separate to language projects, my biggest travel project has just concluded. And I'm going to talk about that in the next episode. But during this time, I have been brushing up on my ASL, my American Sign Language. And as I've been traveling through various states, I have had opportunities to practice with a couple of events and meetups with people. And it's been great to reactivate and get back to more or less where I was during the peak time when I was actively practicing my sign language. But I've actually been working up towards something. Because my main travel project has concluded in the States, I'm going to spend the final about 6 weeks in America in Austin, Texas. And the unique thing about Austin, Texas, from a language learning perspective, is that it has the School of the Deaf there. And this means it's a major hub for people from all around the country to come and practice ASL through lots of events and things related to the university itself. So I'm going to be busy using what I have been brushing up on for these last months. I've been very actively studying. I've been practicing through lessons online, and it's all been working up towards going where I know I'm going to be meeting up with a lot of deaf people. So I'm really excited for the next about 6 weeks. I'm going to get to practice all of the stuff that I've been working very hard while I've been traveling at the same time. So because of that, it means that the active learning part of ASL is getting wrapped up in for the focus on practice. And that means that I can put my energy for language learning into another language. And because of that, I can tell you where my next destination is after America. I am going back to Ireland. I'm going to wrap up the whole rest of the year. It's about the final month and a half of 2025. I'm going to be back in Ireland, and I am long overdue a longer stay in Ireland because I only ever tend to go for a couple of weeks. And I think these next years, I'm going to be focusing on longer stays as I go back to Ireland. And this means it's going to be a chance to finally push my Irish skills up a notch. And so for this next month and a half, while I'm still in America, I'm going to use this chance to be studying, revising vocabulary, getting lessons online and preparing, because I know once I'm back in Ireland, I can actually practice it in person again. So I'm going to use that opportunity and switch my language learning focus back to Irish. I have gotten it up to a conversational level in the past. So first, I need to make sure I'm definitely back to that very solid conversational level first. And then when I know I'm there, it means I can have a future project probably next year where I can finally push it up to fluency, because I'd really like to be fluent in the language of my own country, which unfortunately I'm not fluent in yet. So I won't get there this year, but I can have in mind for a future project. And that requires me to make sure I'm back to the very solid conversational level before I dive deeper. So that's what I'm going to be doing for the next about month and a half. Is on the one hand, I'm going to be practicing my ASL with deaf people in Austin, Texas. And on the other, I'm going to be deeply studying, revising, and getting online practice of Irish in preparation for going and spending the last month and a half of the year in Ireland, so I can practice that as much as possible. So that's a quick update. As things go along, I'll make sure to tell you guys how either of these are going. So how my ASL practice is going over the next month and a half, or how it's going with my Irish. And I'll share any realizations I have with you with that in mind. And in the next episode, I'll talk about wrapping up my big travel project, because that's been my focus for these last months. So thanks as always for listening. And until the next time, Happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.